the AAAS in Seattle, where there are poster sessions for young students, and I like to descend on them as they stand there innocently, only to have a microphone put in front of them, like this.
Meredith Hillier, I go to Newport High School.
You're in high school, which year?
I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade, that makes you about 17?
I'm 15 years old.
You're 15?
Yes.
Hey! And you're here at the AAAS exhibiting your work?
Yes.
Tell me what it's about.
So my work is about optimizing a potential treatment for Alzheimer's. So a recent study conducted in 2016 on a strain of mice that has Alzheimer's disease showed that inducing gamma brainwaves stimulates the microglia in the brain to clean up beta amyloid plaques, which are associated with Alzheimer's disease. So this shows that this is actually treating Alzheimer's disease and not just its symptoms, which is all that's out there right now. So human clinical trials are currently underway, however, no results have yet been released. So in my study, I wanted to see if I could induce these gamma brainwaves in humans, and if so, how best to induce them. Now, I did this by testing 9 different test subjects, including one Alzheimer's patient, and I manipulated 4 different variables, including frequency, duty cycle, color, and luminance. And in the end, I was able to optimize how best to induce the gamma brainwaves in all of my patients.
And what did you know about the amyloid, the sort of thing that you're looking at in the brain that's been in the past associated with Alzheimer's?
Now, I didn't research the biology or the neurology side of it. I did more engineering, and then that led to optimizing the treatment. So I don't entirely understand the neurological processes.
I see. And what sort of conclusions did you draw?
Well, I concluded that 30 to 40 hertz works best for stimulating the gamma brainwaves, a 50% duty cycle, 300 lux, which is comfortably bright, and white or red lights work best for inducing these gamma brainwaves. I was able to induce the gamma brainwaves, which serves as the potential treatment for Alzheimer's, because I was clearly able to induce the gamma brainwaves in every single test subject consistently. And you can see my data that it was produced in every single test subject, including the Alzheimer's patient.
What's going to happen to this kind of work? Where will it go now?
Well, I would like to write a research article to publicize this information. And as I mentioned, human clinical trials are currently underway, so some of this research will be publicized soon.
How did you get on with the Alzheimer's patients yourself?
Well, I only tested one Alzheimer's patient. He was relatively hard to test because he was tired, so he was falling asleep. So that caused a lot of irregularity in my test results because he was falling asleep and all the muscle movement showed up on the electroencephalogram readings.
I see. Where is this going to lead you? Any thoughts? You're only 15, aren't you? So any ideas of a profession and a university?
Well, I would love to continue this research, probably in university. I'm thinking of MIT, possibly. I'm considering becoming a doctor, or maybe an electrical engineer. There's a lot of different ways I can go with this research.
And what do you think of being at a AAAS huge meeting like this?
This is just such a rewarding experience. I went to the International Science and Engineering Fair, and that was amazing as well, and that's what brought me here. So I've been really enjoying this whole experience.
Thanks for talking to us.
Of course, thank you.
Meredith Hillier, aged 15, at her poster in Seattle. Yes, lots of very bright youngsters there, and here, but plenty, as the international survey showed once more this week, of Australian students slipping down the charts.